Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here on the radio waves. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. They are totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show here tonight. Our username on Skype is lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request first if you haven't yet done that. And then once we see that come in, we'll approve it, and you'll be easily able to call us on Skype from that point forward. So again, username on Skype is lrn.fm. And joining you in studio tonight, you have me, Ian
Ridley.
And Mark.
Dave Ridley here once again from RidleyReport.com. And as usual, we all have things that we bring in to discuss. Of course, you're welcome to join us and talk about anything you want. On the way here tonight, how the USA Freedom Act, as they are calling it, is actually reducing freedom in America, which anybody who's paid attention to the federal government knows that when they call something the Freedom Act, you better prepare yourself because you're about to get less free. But Virgil Viduva has done the breakdown over at truthvoice.com. Mark, I think we mentioned last night the story about the rock stacking, but I don't know if we ever got to it. And I know you brought that in.
So yeah, I do.
Rock stacking was, I guess, being targeted by police in Boulder, Colorado.
Right.
Now rock stacking as in building a stack of rocks in nature somewhere, right?
Right. If you haven't seen pictures of these rocks stacked on top of each other, you likely haven't been on Facebook in the last year.
Okay.
There's this artist.
It's been going on for a while.
Yeah, Michael Grabb, who has been, does some amazing things and stacks rocks on top of each other in ways that are precarious. They look, for all the world, like mobiles that you used to make sort of in grade school, or wind chimes. I mean, the way that they look, they're just amazing to look at. They're like upside down wind chimes in many ways. And what he does is just fantastic. And there's a story out last week where apparently he got harassed in some way, shape, or form. Now, there's all kinds of retractions out there where I guess the Boulder police are like, whoa, 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 he didn't mean to mess with the internet phenom known as Michael Grabb and look like a bunch of knuckle draggers. That was not what we meant.
So it's actual cops who are going after him, not like forest rangers or something? Where is he doing this?
Let's read it here. Going on, Michael Grabb, a Boulder artist who goes by the name Gravity Glue.
Where's this from, by the way? I'm sorry.
Raw story.
Okay, thank you.
Said the police threatened to ticket or jail him for creating stacked river rock sculptures that the community has been enjoying for years. In a Monday Facebook post, Grabb explained the Boulder police officer had informed him that there would be stiff penalties for continuing his art. For the past 7 years, I've been creating this art in and around Boulder, Colorado, USA, nearly every day, he wrote. Just this weekend, one police officer has decided...
How do you get paid for that?
I don't know. He probably gets a lot of views, on some videos or another.
Does he put his URL on the rocks?
I think that, I think that he probably just gets a lot of views on some videos, and probably the best he gets paid for it is the commercials that run before them on YouTube.
I am mostly unfamiliar with this. I mean, I saw the headlines, but I haven't looked at his artwork. So he actually makes videos of him stacking the rocks?
Yeah.
Is it like sped up or something like that, or is it, real time? Because it sounds like it's not the really most interesting
both of those
footage. Okay.
So, the video I have seen is just sort of takes excerpts of him balancing rocks and these sorts of things, getting them to stand, and it's amazing stuff to see, and he's clearly an amazing
artist. Master of balance or something like that?
Yeah, merely. It's amazing to see. So he goes on, just this weekend, one police officer has decided that balancing rocks in Boulder, Colorado is now illegal. Obscurely referencing two city codes, 548 and 542, about destruction of public property in relation to rocks. Now the police have belligerently taken it upon themselves to write tickets and or arrest anyone balancing rocks in Boulder, Colorado, and specifically threatened to ticket me and or arrest me if they catch me in the future, the artist lamented. I encourage as many people as possible, especially locals, to contact the city council here in Boulder and voice your support for this long-standing tradition in Boulder. It's something that is overwhelming, an overwhelming portion of the community supports.
So I'm watching, by the way, now. I just went and looked at rock balancing on YouTube, and I have I've got a pulled up a 2-minute video, which are just still photos of his artwork, and it's pretty impressive.
It's impressive as it could possibly be. The man is an artist.
Yeah, and in Colorado culture, the idea of a cairn is considered a Good Samaritan act. You know, it's a community thing. You know, you mark spots on the trail by stacking rocks on top of one another.
Yep.
You mark where the trail is, and it helps people get from point A to point B. And this is
without
not
getting
that,
lost.
This is not that different from that. It's just prettier.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. He's stacking rocks, but you know, his rock stacking is so much more impressive than everybody else's.
Okay.
Rooster Magazine wondered why Boulder police felt the need to focus on draconian rock art witch hunt instead of higher than average rates of rape and theft. Why is it, is any of this important? Because if we ban every bizarro Boulder character that creates the stir, see nude gardening woman, we're left with nothing more than a college town with a target that's about to become Google's new headquarters, the magazine noted. At a time like this, we need less kid gloves in the form of overzealous legislation and more attention paid to retaining the city's core personality. If you don't like
that
effing move to Westminster, and I'm not sure where Westminster is.
And who was it saying that?
This is Rooster Magazine. I'm not sure what Rooster Magazine
sounds
is.
Sounds like an independent local.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Keep Boulder weird and keep gravity glue making weird-ass rock art.
And apparently they've backed down, right? The bureaucrats?
This article doesn't go into it. It's an older article, but I wanted to get a feel for what was going on at the time. And this, to me, it shows sort of one of the victories that we can have, probably not in a democracy, because this isn't about democracy as much as this is about media. This is about getting the word out. A guy who has a good public relations image, because he makes rock art sculptures that are amazing to look at.
Yep.
And parlaying that good public relations into getting people on your side. So if this man made dead chicken art, like, he probably wouldn't be nearly as popular, but he's making rock art, and he wouldn't have nearly as many people coming out to support him or whatever. So these politicians realized that they had, for whatever reason, they'd stepped in it, whether they stepped themselves or their police department did.
Now, this was the police department that was making the threats. Was it the police who withdrew the threats, or was it somehow the politicians who inserted themselves?
Well,
here's what I want to
According
know.
To the Denver Post, it says, quote, getting it back again, quote, Boulder police on Friday acknowledged that an officer mistakenly issued a warning last weekend to a local artist who stacks rocks in Boulder, unquote. I'm looking for the rest of the article now.
Huh. Okay. Whoops. Well, our officer screwed it up. We're sorry. We won't do it again. And you're right. It wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for all the press coverage. Otherwise, that ticket would go forward, and he would have to challenge it. He'd have to go with not guilty. He'd have to go to trial. Probably would lose, you know, because pretty much everybody loses when they go to trial like that.
Yeah.
Well, it's a fairly big deal to see any government in the United States doing this, you know, backtracking, no matter how bad the publicity is. It's a step forward.
It must have been overwhelming, though.
Yeah, it wouldn't really even... Okay, so I think that they would probably see this. Anybody could see this coming, right? Like, this guy's an internet phenom, and then we're going after him for the thing that he's popular on the internet for, and it's not hurting anybody. Now, there are all kinds of cases that we see of people who aren't hurting anybody that are doing some kind of, this thing or that thing, where the city comes down on them. For instance, the gardeners in Orlando, right?
People who had a garden in their front yard.
The front yard gardeners. Now, they couldn't get quite the support because they're not enriching as many people's lives, you know? I mean, their garden isn't... It isn't on Facebook making people happy just to look at it for a few minutes.
I was happy to see their garden.
I am too. I'm sort of showing their garden is much more ordinary.
Yeah.
than this man's ability to stack rocks, or skill, I should say. So they're not getting, they didn't get the support, and the city, you know, isn't going to back off as quickly. So, you know, if we even juxtapose these, and in this case, the city ran away because there was nothing to gain with messing with this guy.
All right, more on the way here in moments. 855, 450 free. Media is really important to keeping us free, and I think we can expound on that here.
You still believe the law is the law? I mean, because that's what I want to know here.
855, 450 free. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
866-2237. Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
¶¶
Free Talk Live, you're welcome to join us here and share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Rock stacking. Should it be illegal? Should there be a rock stacking crackdown? I mean, who out there could possibly agree with that? Apparently not very many people, because even the police backed down on this particular incident of a man, Michael Grab, who has been doing rock stacking for quite a long time, apparently, in the Boulder, Colorado area. With you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Ridley.
And Mark.
And Dave Ridley, you've been to Boulder, Colorado a few times, is that right?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah. And this is, seems very typical for Boulder, to kind of have artsy things going on, like rock stacking.
Yeah, and I've never thought of the Boulder police as being particularly bad. I remember listening to a lot of the local coverage of the JonBenet Ramsey case back in 96, because I'm basically from Colorado Springs. And the way the police handled all that, they were getting a lot of reporters, how come you haven't arrested the whole town yet? Hey, hang on, everybody, let's calm down. The police were calming the people down as opposed to the other way around, and the chief seemed very laid back, didn't have the kind of demeanor you would expect a chief to normally have. Different kind of police department. That was the impression I got back in those days, but knows what's changed.
There's always bad cops, right?
And yeah.
This guy apparently was threatened by one of the police officers there in Boulder over stacking rocks, some sort of public defacement charge. Is that what it was? I didn't write it down.
Yeah, I think it was destruction of public property or something like that having to do with rocks.
They should go after the beavers while they're at it, too, because, they're moving sticks around. And I did see some pictures of Michael Grab's work. I was watching a video with a bunch of still photos, and it appears that he also stacks sticks. So there was, one picture of what looked like a kind of a doorway in the middle of the woods that was made all of just sticks that had been laid down and stacked upon one another. It was very impressive.
Well, there was actually a case in 2006, roughly, in New Hampshire, where the feds took a guy to court for, he was moving some pottery around in a national forest and taking pictures of it. I mean, some of it may have already been out there, it may have been
old
ancient
pottery,
or Indian, or whatever, but he got taken to court for just basically doing the same kind of thing this guy was doing with rocks.
Do you know how that panned out?
Judge Muirhead actually threw it out. I think he acquitted him or something like that. He didn't have the charges didn't stick in court, but I guess the Forest Service people took him to court.
Doesn't cost them anything to take you to court. Let's go to Ralph. He's listening in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
Hey, you brought up an interesting subject today, but it goes right along with what you were talking about yesterday about property.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, the thing is, you have people out in the country, farmers, that have been farming their property for several generations. And then, eventually some of us die off and so forth and the property gets sold, or some of us cut, reduce down our property and sell it. But here's the thing. You got people that are moving from the inner cities or the cities or the heavily lived suburbs out into these lands, okay, and they're coming out here. They're wanting to cut everything down, and they're wanting to turn what they're living in now into what they left. The reason they move out here, though, is because they like the freedom and the spaciousness, but then they want to turn it into what they had there. And, the thing, you're talking about the pottery, the rocks and stuff like that. We farmers, we'll leave our equipment, on the field. That way, when we go back out there, we can hop in it and start working again, where we left off. Well, now, I only got 10 acres left. But the point is, I got a lot of things I'm doing, and sometimes I'll be plowing or whatever, brush hogging, and I don't get done, or it rains and that, and I'll leave my equipment out there. And the next day, I'll go out there. I got this yuppie that moves in the 5 acres next to us because he wanted to live in the country, the fresh air, and have good food. But you know what? It's like, hey, why are you running your tractor so early in the morning? Why do you run your tractor so till late at night?
I'm working.
Yes, so you can eat, yuppie.
But here's the thing. He builds his house and his deck and all this right next to my fields where I work.
Yeah. What did he expect?
Plus, I've got a burn area there that's been, you know, that burn area that's been, we've got there. We, you know, we burn our, the branches that fall out of the trees and stuff like that because we don't have a place where you can bundle them for the garbage men to take away.
Sure.
Okay, we burn them and then we take the ashes and spread them in the garden or in the fields. Okay, it's a natural form of lime and ash.
And he built his house near your burn area?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I try to reduce my burn piles, and I try and burn them on a day the wind ain't blowing his way. And, you know.
Wow, sounds like you're bending over backwards for this guy.
Well, you can't determine what's going to happen, you know what I'm saying? But the point is everything you do, he's not happy with. Everything you do, he is not happy with.
I say give up.
You see what I'm saying? Now, if you've got
ruined.
This guy that's been I lived in Colorado for a while.
Is he retired?
Pardon?
Is he retired?
The yuppie? No.
No? So no, does he go to work?
He's got a wife that lives there that stays home 24 hours a day that walks around and is afraid to get a bug on her, you know? And all she does is walk around and bitch all day. Excuse my language, but that's all she does. But the point is I lived in Colorado, you know? We used to go, you know, you could pee off the mountain if you wanted to. Now I had a friend that was in the military also that she went back, and she said, you know, like in the Garden of the Gods and stuff like that, you can't ride horses in there anymore. You can't do anything in there anymore because it might hurt the land. You know, this is such crap. You know, what is wrong with stacking some rocks, okay? I mean, now if you stack them too high where some little kid might come up and mess with them, they fall down on them.
That could happen. I mean, look, there was, that certainly could happen. The one with the big old, like, hot air balloon look to it was very, very top heavy, and I imagine it could be possible for some kid to get under there and tip the gravity and tip the balance and possibly get hurt. But, you know, that's not his problem. And, Ralph, thanks for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Good story. Sorry to hear you have to deal with tough, difficult neighbors like that.
We had it out that way in my town. There was a situation where some retirees had moved in and, you know, the rich section that's along the river. And they... the one lady was all bent out of shape about this, the expansion of this gravel mine. Now, New Hampshire has two exports. Really, that's it. I mean, people can come in and take a look at pretty leaves a couple of weeks out of the year. You can come in, you can ski down, you know, our short little mountains here that, you know, from the east side of the United States, we get pretty good mountains. When you start comparing the west side, they're not much. But we've got some skiing. But as far as exports go, we've got granite and maple syrup. So, you know, rocks and tree sap. That's what we got. And, yeah, there are people that want to dig in the ground and find the little rocks so they can make people's driveways better with them. You know, a gravel driveway is a great thing to have here. They were actually citing OSHA reports on silica and, you know, the dangers of not wearing a mask when you're on a work site and suggesting that, you know, they live 3/4 of a mile from this, they're not in a butter, they're 3/4 of a mile from this proposed site for expansion of the gravel mine, and they're talking about how sand in the air might affect them.
Wow, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, right? Like, it's not coming to bother you, I swear to God. But, you know, all the time and the energy that was put into it. And, you know, they tried to use the zoning laws, which, of course, the people in the town voted into place in the first place. It's their fault for putting these zoning laws in place, because if there weren't any zoning laws, these people wouldn't have had a leg to stand on in the first place.
Get rid of that crap. 855-453, that's the toll-free number here, and you can join us. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us on the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio this evening, you've got me, Ian.
Ridley.
And Mark.
And you may join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can contribute Bitcoin to the Bitcoin tip jar at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. What's that? You don't have Bitcoin yet? Well, let me help you with that. You can go to expresscoin.com, and you can get Bitcoin with money order or check. It's very easy. In fact, it's also fast and safe and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, and they can provide you with Bitcoin, Litecoin, as well as Dogecoin. Just start off at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can use ExpressCoin.com. Plus, they have a smartphone app that you can grab at ExpressCoin.com, and you can also use coupon code FTL. That will save you on up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency. You can get up to $40 worth for no transfer fee whatsoever. Now, normally their fee is very, very low there at ExpressCoin.com. In fact, I would say it's probably one of the best, if not the best, in the business. Go and check it out for yourself, ExpressCoin.com. I've used it, and it's great. Coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, Tom's in Nashua, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Tom.
It's about the Boston Marathon bombing. There was a lot of talk about the trial and this and that, but one thing I haven't heard a lot of libertarians speak about, especially the constitutional libertarians, is how is it really any federal government business as opposed to a Massachusetts court enforcing Massachusetts laws against killing three people and wounding hundreds of others?
It's a good question. I hadn't really even considered that myself.
They throw the word terrorism out, and all of a sudden it's the federal government's business, apparently.
Yeah, but the word terrorism is not in the Constitution. Where does the Constitution authorize this particular activity?
Well, where does it authorize the war on drugs? They've been doing all kinds of unauthorized things forever, so as far as they're concerned, they can do anything they want to until someone like Edward Snowden reveals too much, and then they get embarrassed into having to, at the very least, pretend like they're not doing those things anymore.
And Massachusetts does not have the death penalty, so it is certainly one thing. I'm sure the defense lawyers are going to bring that up on the appeal. But another issue is they could get them for treason, except you have to have two eyewitnesses to the same overt act or confession in open court. And I believe he has confessed in open court, but then the constitutional technicality that they would have to bring up is they can't execute him by lethal injection because the Constitution says that it doesn't mean this literally, but it says no attainder of treason shall work corruption of blood. And they don't mean lethal injection when they say that, but that's what it says, and that's what they would be doing by corrupting his blood by putting sodium pentothal in it.
Well, no, they'll just do whatever to him they feel like.
How often does the federal government actually put people to death?
The last one I know of is Dahmer.
Really?
Dahmer?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, wasn't he killed in prison?
Timothy McVeigh. Excuse me.
Jeffrey Dahmer got out on bail. It cost him an arm and a leg.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. I'm pretty sure Jeffrey
Dahmer.
He's
been holding on to that Dahmer joke for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty sure Dahmer was killed in prison, right?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Let's continue here. Jeff is in Wilmington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, I love that last caller. I always like when he calls in. Yeah. I had a comment about yesterday's show. There was a lady that called in yesterday. The topic was about police violence and. You were basically asking the caller why American police, why there's so much violence. You were bringing up other countries and because I had a comment about that, but I just wanted to.
Yeah, this was the lady who was the wife of a cop and the daughter of a cop. That lady.
Yeah. I'm probably going to get. You guys are probably going to call me a bigot, and I'll probably get hate for this, but basically. Did you understand the concept of a bell curve when you're looking at averages and numbers and stuff, right?
Yep.
You have people at the bottom, you have like an average, and then you have people at the top.
Right.
Well, when
you say people at the bottom and the top, what you mean is you have people outliers, and then with a bell curve, you have most of the people tend to be like the mean, the center. And then they, you know, depending on how squashed the bell curve is, the outliers are either closer or farther from the middle.
Exactly. But our crime problem, and I guess this could go to other countries, but basically the reason why there's more police, more violent crime and more police use of force is just because of our population of black people. And
what is that supposed to mean?
There's like you can't deny that they make up a high percentage of the prison population, and there is a thug culture. But if you take a map, and the map's available online, I believe the FBI statistics, and you look at violent crimes and homicides, and you put that map on top of a map of the major. You put that over a demographic map for race and ethnicity and whatever, the major crime areas will overlap with the majority black areas if you put the two maps on top of each other. But
so let me ask you this. So Canada's got a black population, right? Like it's about 4% of their population. Ours is a 12 to 16, somewhere in there. Certainly the U.S.'s black population is higher than it is in Canada. The U.K., they've got a black population. Now, you know, you can't show the same level of criminality, and by criminality I mean people who are convicted, not necessarily what their disposition is. You can't show correlations necessarily between these communities. What is wrong with Canadian black people that they don't commit as much crime as American black people?
We have a unique you have to admit that black Americans are different than Americans in other countries. There's a different history. They feel a different way. Even blacks from other countries. I actually talk with a lot of African immigrants, people from and actually immigrants from the Caribbean too. People from Haiti, people from Ghana, people from Liberia, and they do admit that they're profiled more, et cetera. But the unique a breed of American black, and you could argue that it started, you know, in the 80s, you know, when the crack went into their neighborhoods and the welfare went up and, you know, the single motherhood, like their community was.
Convictions of blacks didn't start in the 80s. I mean, certainly the explosion of incarceration in the United States did, but the disparity between black and white incarceration has been going on for many decades.
Yeah, I'd like to point out that just because black people get arrested for crimes doesn't mean that they're committing them more often. It could just simply be that the cops are targeting them more often. Maybe there's racist cops out there.
Yeah, when I used to work in Texas, you know, especially in East Texas, it seemed like whenever I worked in a TV station, we'd go along on drug busts sometimes, and they would just go to the nearest black folks and just arrest a bunch of them. And I don't remember any white arrests at any of these drug busts that I tagged along for.
Well, a lot of black people are also, you know, sort of oppressed by the man to some extent in that they are prohibited from creating wealth for themselves. So many of them have been stuck in a place of poverty for generations because they, you know, are prohibited by the law from creating their own businesses and, you know, starting to make wealth. And so if you're in poverty, you're more likely to commit crimes as well. I mean, so some of it could simply be the circumstance that they find themselves in. And I find it offensive when people say I find it offensive when people say things like the American black. This is ridiculous as saying the American white. There are so many different kinds of people who have different views and different opinions within the black population.
Sure. Please. Well, he didn't use the term black population. He said black community.
He said the American black earlier, as though they're all the same and they think the same way.
There is difference. There is biological differences in the race. They're more likely to get sickle cell. They're more likely to suffer from diabetes. There's unique biological, you know, they have vulnerabilities.
I don't care. Thanks for the call, Jeff. 855-450-FREE. They're human beings and they're individuals, and judge them that way, please.
Quantum Buzz. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big S Press.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com, OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype in here, username lrn.fm. If you get online, you need to protect yourself. Your internet service provider is likely violating what you thought was your privacy by logging all of the websites that you visit, probably the search terms you're entering, keeping those logs for several years in some cases, and then doing who knows what with them, maybe giving them to the police or selling them to advertising companies. If you would like to prevent your ISP from knowing what you're doing online, as well as preventing criminals from sniffing your Wi-Fi packets to try to snatch your bank account login info or credit card information, then you can use ProXPN. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can get signed up there, download their app for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux. Get started for free and try out ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network. You're going to want to upgrade likely to their premium account, however, where you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits, and you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. What's the cost? Well, you get 50% off the regular monthly price when you buy an annual account with our discount code FTL50. That breaks it down to just under $5 a month. That's proxpn.com/FTL, code FTL50, for a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Ron listening in Durham, North Carolina, to Talk Radio 850. Hey, Ron.
Hey, guys. Man, I've had some good luck getting through to you guys. I've called you a couple times recently.
Easy to get on the air on this show. I just want to let listeners know, if you're listening to this show thinking to yourself, my God, they're a national show, I'll never get through. Well, you just need to try, and you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ron. Go ahead. You can. By the way, here's the secret. One of the
call.
You're not supposed to talk about this stuff on talk radio. We're going to violate one of the rules of talk radio here. But generally, when you hear Free Talk Live not talking to a caller, like we're just talking among the hosts, that usually means we don't have any callers. So
we do call it Free Talk Live for a reason, because it's pretty easy to get on the air.
Yeah, exactly.
The reason the other shows don't do that is they want to appear bigger than they are. Yeah. And some of them certainly have wall-to-wall calls. I'm sure Rush Limbaugh can talk to everybody who calls him for 1 minute and still not be able to get through all of his callers. He's on prime time. He's on 600 radio stations across the country.
Major flamethrower stations.
He's the biggest deal in talk radio right now. But, you know, not Free Talk Live.
Go ahead, Ron.
I don't want to take up a lot of my airtime here talking about, you know, your demographics or your numbers, but I'm just how many stations do you have, and at any given time, how many people are listening, do you think?
Excellent question. We have over 150 radio stations.
156 today, I just looked.
They air us at various different times throughout the week. So, you know, this hour there will be stations that are on that may not necessarily be carrying, let's say, the weekend shows or whatever. So I don't have a breakdown of which stations are on at which times. But if you want to see that, you can go to our affiliates list at affiliates.freetalklive.com. And I'd also like to comment here that there is no set amount of time that each caller gets. So us talking about these things doesn't dig into your time necessarily, Ron. If a caller is entertaining, you stay on. If you're not, you don't last that long.
Yeah, another trick is don't repeat yourself.
Yeah.
Because he will get you. If he hears, like you say the same thing twice, it's bang.
Go ahead, Ron.
All right. I just wanted to follow up on that last guy. It sounds as though, when a person quotes statistics or certain things, you know, if those statistics are, you know, despairing to a particular race or a particular minority group, you know, automatically, you know, you're labeled a racist and whatnot. To me, from what that guy was saying, and I've looked these numbers up myself, you know, the states, I'm not talking about cities or urban centers or whatnot, but the states that have the lowest percentage of minorities, you know, for some strange reason, your state is one of them, also has the lowest number percentage-wise of violent crime. Now, there can be a lot of reasons that that happens, but, that's a fact. That's not a racist statement. That's just a fact. If you don't want to get shot, you know, don't live in Durham, North Carolina. Move to New Hampshire. You've got a whole lot better chance that you're not going to get shot for whatever reason. I think a lot of the problems when it comes to violent crimes with certain minority groups is years of liberal policies that have basically encouraged people not to be married. If you don't have a positive male role model as a young man growing up, you know, the chances of you, say, dropping out of high school, the chances of you getting into gangs, the chances of you getting into trouble, getting in prison are, you know, a whole lot higher. I don't know the exact numbers, but when you're a single parent trying to raise a son, a single mother trying to raise a son, especially like in an urban environment, you know, the cards are stacked against you. And even when it comes to, say, like public housing, you know, the way the government has things set up, making people dependent on the government, you're not going to have no pride in ownership of anything. You know, there's a lot of things that go into it, but just, I don't think that it's right to label somebody as a racist and, you know, come up with these canned statements about judging people individually. Sure, that's great. You know, I'm a libertarian and I feel that way. But at the same time, the statistics speak for themselves as far as I'm concerned.
But that's meaningless. If we're talking about individuals, then it doesn't matter what the statistics show, because the individuals may or may not line up with those statistics. And it's not fair to group everybody into this category who's, you know, one color that has a certain color of skin. It's just not fair to those people who are good people.
They're also, though, I think it's good to have an open and uncensored debate about these kinds of things. And so much of America practically will try to get you fired if you say the kinds of things that the last two callers are saying. It's more important to have the openness of the discussion than anything else. That's primary. Secondary would be what, you know, who's right.
I agree with you completely when it comes to open dialogue. And unless, you know, people of mixed races can sit down and have a open dialogue and not have to worry about, you know, letting some word slip out and, having to walk on eggshells to be politically correct, there's never going to be true equality, because you're always going to have that power or that influence of, you know, worrying about having that word come out. And, you know, there's never going to be true equality. But I'll go back to what I said before. How is it, explain to me, you know, statistically proven that states with a lower percentage of minority have less crime. That's not disputable, man.
Well, in the U.S., it may partly have something to do with temperature, because I think black folks tend to be more concentrated in the South, and, you know, there's going to be more crime where there are higher temperatures.
It's not too warm up in Detroit.
That's true. I don't have an answer for you there.
Well, thanks for the call, Ron. Appreciate it.
I would say that a history of disenfranchisement has probably wrought whatever it has wrought on, you know, this terminology we're going to call the black community. Mm. I don't want to separate people by race any more than you do, Ian. The difficulty is that it seems like everybody else in the world, black, white, yellow, or whatever, does. Right, so it's difficult to have a conversation about crime and about race without clumping people together.
Let's look at middle class black neighborhoods compared to.
Are there middle class black neighborhoods? Because I mean, most of the places I've lived, the middle class blacks essentially have integrated into. They're just mixed neighborhoods because they live there.
Are middle class black neighborhoods or middle class blacks more likely to commit crimes than middle class whites?
I doubt it. I think we're talking. It's mostly a class issue. But
right. So I think that's the point I'm making here. Right. Like some people will present this as blacks. They're so violent.
But let's not talk about the class as though it's a group of people, Ian. For God's sakes, each one of these people in the class is an individual.
I totally agree with what you're saying there. I'm just breaking down the group, the larger group, into smaller groups so we can see if what's being said about the larger group is actually true. I don't believe that it is.
I think that a lot of the crime in this country goes to conversations that people have about the inability of moving from one class to another. Also, policies that governments... Republican and Democrat governmental, you know, agencies and politicians have wrought down that do make it more difficult than it used to be to move from one class to another. But as an individual, if you choose for yourself, I'm going to move up in class structure, there's some things you can do to make that happen. Education's a great place to start. You know, who you hang around with, how you talk and how you dress, all these things are going to have, you know, strong effect on where you're going in your life. Now, I don't think that a police officer should necessarily target somebody with a car that's painted, you know, bright green, metallic green with giant tires on it, and somebody who has their pants hanging around their knees. I don't think they should necessarily target them as a drug dealer or something like that, but I can tell you they're going to, and they're probably, I don't know, just guessing here, maybe there's a higher statistic chance that if you're, you know, you fit the profile, that you are what they suggest.
If there's a problem in society, it's almost always linked to a prohibition.
All right, more coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free.
You can't talk about crime without talking about...
For your soulmate, someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.